Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
And we are back for another week of Smooth Drama. This is Butter Pecan.
And this is Dick Hugger coming to you live from Booga Studios in the illustrious Booga Estates.
In El Cajon.
Word. I want to say, man, it is cold as a monkey's balls outside.
How do you know how cold monkey's balls are?
Dead monkey's balls.
You go around feeling dead monkey's balls? Because I was going to say it's colder than a witch's tit out there, but, you know, I don't know anything about no witch's tit.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But that's not
right. We're not going to go there.
No, let's not go there.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
How's everybody doing out there today? I know. I'm down with y'all today on a Tuesday. I want to talk to y'all about the reason why we live in the United States and we love being in the United States.
We love some men.
No, we don't love some men.
Speak for yourself.
All right, I'm speaking. I'm down with the brothers.
You just
but
said why we love men. We love some men.
No,
I
said United States. I'm
that's
being
why
patriotic.
We, oh, you're talking about the entire
United States. I'm talking about the entire United States.
We, as in the United States, love some men. Okay, yeah, go on.
Well,
go ahead.
Start off with there's a rights group that calls to ban the Czech castration law.
The what?
Yeah, in the Czech Republic, they have a practice of surgically castrating convicted.
Is this Czechoslovakia?
I don't know if Czechoslovakia.
Where is Czech at?
Czech is the Czech Republic. You know, they had a whole big thing over there where nobody wanted to be this set number of names. I don't know if it's Czechoslovakia no more. You know, it's a lot of bad stuff that went on over there. Yugoslavia, Hungary, all them, they tripping.
Okay.
So we're not going to go there.
Okay, Czech. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, they castrate you. They give you a choice. They say,
ooh, you get a choice.
You get a choice. It's either get castrated or get a long jail sentence.
For doing what?
If you a sex offender.
Now tell me something. What would you choose?
I would run away.
Where?
I don't know.
Because you don't know where Czech is, you don't know where you're going.
Well, I'm saying that if the choice is, I just wouldn't.
Wait, explain to me and to the people out there that don't know, because, you know, I'm a little off on these things. What do they mean by castrate? What does castrate mean? Cut off your balls?
Yeah.
Oh. No, cut them off or cut them out.
Man, I can't even call that one.
But, okay, so what is the purpose of having, wow, I'm even going to ask this question. What's the purpose of having balls? And what
is the purpose of having balls?
Yeah.
I didn't create
what
balls. So.
Well, okay, what can't you do with that? What can
I'm
thinking,
live without
them, couldn't you? It's
that,
not a necessity.
I'm thinking that if they talk in castration, they're getting rid of the whole penile area.
Then how are you
going
to go to the bathroom?
They'd probably leave a hole. Yeah, sit down with it.
They give you a sex change.
Pretty much, yeah.
Do you need your balls for hormones? I'm talking about the male anatomy here.
Right.
You're supposed to know these things. I don't know these things.
Look, man, I didn't go to medical school.
But don't you know about your body?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's where my hormones is produced or not.
Well, I know where a woman's hormones are. You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Like all those physicals that you get, you don't ask the doctor, okay, why the hell are you grabbing my balls and telling me to cough?
No.
Oh, you just.
It didn't come up. I just grinned and bear it. It just happened. I don't know too many dudes that want to talk
and
to me right now.
And he loves the men.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, they give you a choice.
They give you a choice.
To have
within,
a long jail sentence or be castrated.
Well, what they've done,
they've
castrated at least 94 prisoners in the 10 years up to April 2008. When the investigators from the Council of Europe, a human rights forum, visited the Czech Republic. They say the practice is degrading.
Well, okay, let me ask you. You have the paper there and you read the whole story. But now if you choose to be castrated, do you still have to go to jail?
No. But it don't matter at that point.
Yes, it does. You still have your freedom.
Okay, the freedom to do what?
Live your life without that?
Yeah.
Are you saying that you couldn't live your life without that?
I can live my life without that, but I'd rather not.
Okay, then you just said, then what's the point?
I'm saying that after that, it's like...
After that, you go on living your life just without that part of your body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You're not incarcerated. You're not in a jail cell. You're not being raped by other people. That's why I'm asking. If you choose to be castrated, I would think.
Yeah, you would think.
Never mind.
Yeah, we're going to move on from that because I'm going to talk about something else. Kat, I don't even know why I brought that up. That's,
I don't know. Well, you know, we talk about the news around the world.
Yeah, we talk about the
and
news.
If anyone has an opinion on that, or even call in and tell us what you would choose to do, be castrated or have a longer prison sentence, and then explain why you chose that, you know, we're all for it. You can call in to
646-929-2037. Or you can email us at smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
Okay. Well,
Going green. You know, everybody want to go green nowadays.
You don't want to go green?
Yeah, I'm cool with green, I guess.
I guess.
This,
if you went green, I don't think your hair would look like that anymore.
Nah, man, this kind of changed my mind. You know,
About going green?
Yeah, I was down for global warming. I didn't really care too much about it. It wasn't really an issue for me till I read this story. In the northern region of Colombia, which people geographically challenge, that's in Central and South America.
What are you looking at me for?
I didn't look at you. I just looked your way. All right.
But I will admit, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they're kind of famous for more than what is found. They've
drugs,
found,
aren't they?
Yeah,
known for drugs?
Yeah, they're known for drugs. They found a prehistoric fossil of a snake that weighed 2,500 pounds and measured 43 feet long.
Okay.
Yeah, the snake was named, the way they named it, Titanonobo, Sarah Jonas's.
The Jonas Brothers.
Yeah,
Jonas.
Right.
It's another one of the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. Abe says this, you know, it normal snakes in the region nowadays grow up to like 20 feet. This one was twice that.
Now, was that a...
This is prehistoric, and it was
what
believed.
What are those snakes that are
anacondas?
There you go.
Yeah.
Would they consider that an anaconda?
Yeah, this is the great 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 grandpa, or whatever. It's like 58, 60 million years
great,
ago.
Great grandpa.
Yeah. Well, see what they said was, it takes a certain temperature to keep it that way, and they said that in South America about 60 million years ago, it had been about 91 degrees Fahrenheit, about 10 degrees warmer than today. So they're saying that the tropical ecosystem of South America, if it gets up to, 93 degrees Fahrenheit, you'll be able to grow snakes that size again, which for me means that I would never go to South America ever again. Not
you,
that I've ever been.
I was going to say, have you ever been to South America?
Do you
have any desire to go to South America?
Not after reading this.
Well, even before you read this.
No, because they got all kinds of poisonous stuff there.
And they got drug wars. And
right. Well, they got that in TJ. I don't go. TJ used to be where all the relatives wanted to go. Not going there now. It's not going to happen. But, yeah, this one, they have these large snakes. They'd be able to grow up to 30, 40 feet.
How much did it weigh?
2,500. So.
And they named it.
They named it.
Now, where are they taking the snake to put it on display?
I don't know, but I don't want to see it.
You don't?
No.
I'm not just curious?
I'm not curious.
I am.
I am not
now,
a fan of snakes.
No, if it's in South America, I don't want to go, but, I mean, you know, if they.
I'll look at pictures. But
what's the difference?
Because I'm scared of snakes.
It's dead, dude.
I know, but still, it's the thought. I'm a coward. That's straight up. Dead snakes. Dead. Man, look, that's a monster. I can't even mess around with stuff like
it's
that.
It's dead.
I know it is, but still, I don't even want to think about it. We're going to talk about humans now. There is a woman who failed her driver's test 771 times. And
where?
It's actually kind of funny.
Kind of.
Well, it's like.
I failed it twice, and I think it's funny.
Well, yeah, I failed it once. But
you?
Yes, I failed it once. She's a 68-year-old. South Korean woman. Not trying to diss my Asian listeners out there, but hey.
You didn't have to mention that she was Korean.
I know, but I just felt like saying it.
You didn't even have to mention that it was a woman.
What? It's
because,
a woman.
You know, now
people
is going to give a whole bunch of people ammunition to say that women drivers suck.
Well, this one obviously sucks.
Well.
She spent over $3,000 on fees for the test since her first attempt in 2005.
Did she finally get it?
Nah.
Ooh.
Not
now,
yet.
Don't you think after like the 100th time, you say, forget it?
I'm thinking 4 or 5.
Forget it? I ain't ever going to drive. I'm going to hire myself a chauffeur.
Yeah, that's.
With all them fees, I'll hire somebody.
I guess. She, I don't even know. You figured
where was it
at? They didn't state where it was.
Oh, wow.
They just said that.
But they did mention that it was a South Korean woman.
A South Korean woman.
What doesn't South Korean, North Korean, West Korean?
I don't know. I just say she's a woman that I never want to get in the car with. That's auntie you're not rolling with, ever.
How old is she now?
She's 68. Yeah.
There's no. Well, hold on a second. How's she been getting around?
I guess she's catching the bus.
Okay.
She's catching the bus or the trolley or whatever the hell is going. Yeah.
Oh. That's all right. That's all right. We feel for you.
Yeah. Maybe 772 will be it for you. Hopefully.
Anyway.
We're going to keep
you
our fingers crossed.
Usually they say third time's a charm, but you know.
Yeah, that's third time, 500. All right. Okay. Now. This is a weird story. You know how
anything else isn't weird?
Well, last week we talked about, you know, pot being legalized. Well,
make weed legal.
Right. Well, there's some sumo wrestlers who
sumo
rap, sumo wrestlers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
sumo.
Yeah, sumo. You know, the Japanese fat dude.
The big
right.
Japanese wrestlers.
Yeah, they was kicked out for smoking weed.
Why?
And that's what I'm saying. I'm like, how you think they get that fat? I'm saying, but they smoke the weed and they get hungry. What? It's the only way they can make it happen.
So they got kicked out of what?
They got kicked out of the Sumo Wrestling Association.
Were they being tested for drugs? How do they know that? How was it found out that they were smoking weed? I mean, were they smoking it there?
Assume that they had the pee test after a match.
I would hope that they go pee before the match.
Well, it don't matter whether they pee before or after.
Because can you imagine wrestling a man of that size?
But that's how he got to be that size.
You think by smoking weed.
And eating afterwards, Cheetos.
I didn't even got that sign by eating a whole lot of rice and sushi.
Right, but how
don't
they...
Don't mean that you were smoking weed.
No, but what we're talking about here is that your normal human, you know, you got to be sitting around chilling. Now, how do you increase your appetite? You see, smoking the weed.
Well, not all people are like that.
All right, but these sumo wrestlers, they like that.
So that does not mean that they were smoking weed. But okay.
Well, they were.
The
obviously,
Federation. They got busted.
Right.
So are they what? Protesting that or what?
No, they're not protesting it. They're just saying, you know, that hey, we got caught, and they're making it a big. Cause, you know, sumo wrestling is big over in Japan.
They should start a petition to make weed legal over there.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Did you know that in San Diego, there are no weed pharmacies you can walk in and what they call dispensers? They're all delivery places.
All right, I wouldn't know that.
Well, I thought you did your research. You know, to make weed legal.
What that had to do with weed delivery?
Well, they're gonna make weed legal. At least make it so that people can obtain it easily.
But that would be after you make it legal. Why would you set up
a
franchise and make
it
legal?
It is legal. Even after it becoming legal, you know, you get your weed card, medical card. They shut down places.
Right. Because they don't want you to do it because it's illegal.
Stupid. You have to go up to LA to get all that stuff.
Are you confessing?
Confessing to what?
I'm saying, are you confessing?
I did my research.
Oh,
to
you
look
did
up
your
all that
research?
Because
you're
talking about making weed legal. So I went out and I looked. I said, legal weed. And I was looking up all kinds of stuff. And I was finding all kinds of stuff. I read, you know.
I'm happy that you read. Reading
I was interested in the subject. So I looked it up on the internet.
All you people out there. Butter is interested.
I have the knowledge now.
She has the knowledge.
To help you.
Find some weed.
Butter is
interested in hooking you up.
On that note, we're going to take a little break.
Together you got to be
and we are back.
Yes, we're back.
What do you have now?
Man.
Do you do any work?
No. Yes, I do work. You know.
Right. Your coworkers are listening.
Okay. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you hear about the dude in Florida that was had his little thing with the dolls in the parking lot? He had two blow up dolls.
Oh, No.
He was tongue kissing. He was like, he was making out with his blood dogs.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do?
In the car, in public. Not at the house.
No, it doesn't. Is there a disclaimer that says you have to do it in private?
Come on, man. Are you?
Look, freedom for everybody. Is there a disclaimer anywhere that says that they have to do it? Is it against the law?
I don't know.
He's just open with it.
He was open with
making out with
with his dog.
Okay.
Two of them.
He wanted a threesome. What power to him? I mean, same blow up dogs? I mean,
no,
they had been different. Right?
No, they were blow up dogs.
I know, but were they different blow up? You know, maybe one was Asian and the other one was white, or redhead, brunette, what?
I wasn't really analyzing that, man. They showed the little video and whatnot.
There was a video. See, we could load that, and people could have seen that and clicked. And who videotaped that? He got
arrested. He was in the parking lot of a store or whatnot, and he was trying to make it happen in the car, in the parking lot.
So who called the police on him?
I'm going to assume that it was some folks that probably walked by and saw a man in there with some...
Was he naked?
They didn't show that.
Did they show the blow-up doll?
The dolls were naked.
Okay. He was kissing the dolls.
Right. You don't find that strange behavior?
No.
All right. So if you saw a man...
How is that any different than them going in the store and walking out with a doll that's not blown up yet? Y'all know what he's going to do with it.
Right.
So, why hide it? He was in the comfort of his car. His car. It wasn't outside the car, was it? It was in his car.
All right.
Okay. Is it any different than... Okay. Let me say this politically correct.
Oh, here we go.
Is it any different than being parked at a shopping mall to physical people... getting caught doing a lewd act.
Probably.
It's different?
If they got caught or if they didn't get caught.
Okay, well, how is it any different? This man was in his car, in the privacy of his car.
I'm not disagreeing with
you.
Okay. I'm just saying
I just want to know.
I
don't find anything wrong with it. You find something wrong with it?
I think it's a little different. I think it's a little different.
Okay, what if it was I could understand if he was outside just displaying affection outside his car or right in front of the mall.
Right, but
he was in the comfort of his car, inside his own car. He wasn't, you know...
I don't
find it odd.
Okay. You don't find it odd that he was making out with a doll or two.
I
understand. They have blow-up dolls.
Okay.
And people get a little frisky with their blow up dog.
Okay.
I understand that.
Whether it be
I guess,
in his house or somewhere else, he just wanted to get his little freakiness on.
Yeah, he got it on. Yeah, he definitely got it on.
He got in trouble.
Yeah, he got in trouble.
Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that too, homie. Just don't move to my neighborhood.
Why?
You serious?
What's wrong? Whatever, man.
You don't think that that's serious?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, lucky, 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 lucky. We've been marked as a favorite. I can't read that.
It's... I don't see your
name. It doesn't say. Somebody just added us as a favorite. Oh, it's Dick Hugger's number one fan.
Oh, Dick Hugger's number one fan. We love you. Well, I love you.
What about
me? What?
Man. Whatever.
Why are you hating?
Whatever.
I feel hate.
I need some fans.
Hate is in the building.
That's right.
Booger Studios is filling up with hate.
That's right. Shoot.
Thank you. Thank you, Dick Huggers, number one fan. I'm down with you.
For adding him as, no, adding the show as a favorite.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well,
so we're giving a shout out to that person.
We're giving a shout out to Dick Huggers, number one fan. All right, MySpace busts a Craigslist robber. See, these dudes are the reason why I talk about stupid people not getting together and having kids. Oh, well, what was happening was dude would go on Craigslist and offer things for sale.
Like what?
James Thomas of Chicago, an accomplice, reportedly lured victims to locations by pretending to sell items they listed on the online site Craigslist. And between November 25th and January 27th, they said they robbed people at gunpoint in six different attacks. And so one victim that met Thomas and his partner, you know, to buy a Gucci bag, got robbed, and he saw them on MySpace wearing the same stolen jacket and posing with the gun that he used in the attack.
May I say something?
You may say something.
I'm a dumbass.
Right. He's like, dude, you know you stole it.
What a dumbass. Where was it? Chicago.
Chicago. Now, remember, they had them cops there that didn't know that kid went over. That was Pennsylvania. My fault. I'm mixing up stupid towns. Chicago.
Is there a place called Stupid Town?
There should be.
Stoopid.
That should be where you just drop all these dudes off and put the electronic barrier or put the Minutemen dude that's down there in Arizona at the border. And if the stupid,
Minutemen?
Yeah.
Is that what they call them? No, I thought they were called something else. I would actually call them Minutemen.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to insult your virility.
Aren't they called something else?
I thought they were Minutemen.
Down at the border.
Down at the border in Arizona. I think they was called Minutemen. They watch the border and make sure nobody comes over.
What does it have to do with the minute?
We established Stupidville. And this is where you put stupid criminals like, what's his name? James Thomas of Chicago.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
You put people like that there. And if they try to escape, the minute they're there, are there to shoot them. You can't kill them.
We offer them the option of being castrated.
Right. We being more nice. We're going to put you in Stupidville together with the rest of your dumb criminal friends, and y'all can all just rob each other dumbly. And
dumbly?
Stupidly?
I don't know. Mr.
Scrambleman. You're a retard. I don't know what else to say.
First of all, you're a retard.
Yeah, it makes no sense. And I'm going to leave that alone.
Okay.
All right. Bill Gates. What you know about Bill Gates?
I want his money.
Bill, if you need a son, a black son.
Or an Asian.
Right.
Daughter.
You want to.
Even if you want an Asian wife.
You want.
I'll marry you. Screw the daughter part. Your wife.
All right.
I'll even be your mistress. Isn't he already married?
Yes. Bill Gates. He was at the TED 2009, I guess, and this stands for
the, what?
The, the TED 2009.
Oh, in Palm Springs.
Yeah, it's the Technology, Entertainment,
yeah.
and Design Conference
yeah.
in California. Well, he was delivering a presentation about malaria education and eradication. And what he did was, in order to show the effects of mosquitoes and how serious it was, he released a bunch of mosquitoes into the audience and said, not only poor people should experience this. To which it sounded funny, because you can imagine it, like, Bill, you just released some, you're talking about malaria, you just released some mosquitoes into the crowd. That's amazing.
It wasn't on the news or anything.
Oh, it was on the news.
What news?
It was on the news.
Like Fox or MSNBC?
Well, I don't watch Fox.
What do you watch?
I watch news that's, I don't watch balance, fair and balanced news.
Well, what do you watch?
I watch unbalanced news.
What channel is that?
All of them, but Fox. Any channel with Fox, I watch. I watch channels that don't exist. The Fox
CNN?
News.
CNN?
I've watched them on occasion. Yeah.
And what cable company do you have?
I've got cable. And I turn it on from time to time. Basketball, though. Yeah, which...
Wow.
I want to get into this this A-Rod thing, this baseball A-Rod.
Oh, the steroids.
Yeah,
thing.
He came out talking about, yeah, a little steroids.
Oh, he's on it or he used
well,
it?
Well, he used it in 2003. You know, he had his little press conference
yeah.
interview with
right.
Peter Gammons. On
I didn't
Netflix.
Realize how good looking he is.
He talked about 2003, how it was so loosey-goosey and the culture was different. I'm like, dude, that's 6 years ago. How different was the culture?
What does that have to do with the price of tea, in China? I mean,
I don't
you
know.
Did it. You did
been.
The steroids.
Right. Well,
you
it,
drink tea, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't know the price.
Don't you buy tea? Whatever.
You messed
anyway.
Up. I'm talking about baseball. Cause I'm going to make a general point here, you know, because one, you know, Peter Gammons was talking about his vulnerability. Everybody's talking about these baseball players and how they feel sorry for him. And I'm sorry. I got to get off my racial rehab, and I got to say that. This
whoa, 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 whoa. You're getting on your race. You made a commitment.
I've been trying to make the commitment, but I got to say that this is some of the, okay, I won't say it's racist. I'm going to back over that, but I'm going to say baseball on a whole is judged differently from all the other sports. And these are the most corrupt dudes in sports today. It's like, is there some, there was like over 120 that they caught. That's on steroids and HGH. And I'm
HGH.
Like, human growth hormone. You know, that's the reason why these dudes got these gigantic heads. Now, all of a sudden, all these baseball players is rocked up. You know? And it's like there isn't a guy in baseball that hasn't, you know, that hasn't broken a record that isn't on something. But let that have been the NBA. You know me, I'm a basketball guy. You know, like football, a close second. But if that had been basketball players on this steroid and HGH, oh, my God. It would have been on the news. They'd have had LeBron.
It was on the news.
Yeah, but it was, everybody's not condemning baseball like they would if it had been basketball. You remember how they were talking about the dress code and how they're too hip-hop in basketball and they're thugs and all this other
I
stuff?
I remember that.
Well, I do. And now baseball players.
Are you on? You still on your soapbox here?
I'm on the soapbox here. I am on the soapbox because these baseball players are getting the pass. It's all these dudes is on the drugs, and baseball knew about it. They did the test in 2003.
Oh, did they?
Yes, in 2003 they knew that he had been on it.
And
nobody said nothing. As a matter of fact, they was even talking about how they was warning them, telling them, oh, they're coming to test you so that they know to take something or whatever, so they wouldn't, but they still came up dirty anyway.
Oh.
So I'm saying baseball, you're not even real sport no more. You didn't fail below lacrosse.
For those of you who play baseball, and I do believe there are a few listeners out there that do play baseball, because I've seen, you posted pictures about your team. We'd like to hear from you. You can email us at
smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
Or you can call us at
646-929-2037.
You can also stay connected to us with special events and special shows and guest appearances by texting the word
Smooth Drama to 41411
on your mobile phone.
Yes.
But that means that we're going to take just a short little break, and we'll be right back.
He's the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you've got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
And we are back.
Why do women wear tight shoes?
Because sometimes they don't have their size when they're buying the shoes. You really like the shoe, and you just got to have it. So we squeeze our toes into shoes that don't fit.
But that doesn't make sense. See, men, we don't care what how big your feet look.
We're not dressing for men. We're dressing to impress women, too.
But you don't even like
Have you ever seen... You know, oh, I love your shoes. You know, you know how a woman feels when they hear that from another woman.
That's stupid.
That's just the way women think. When we like shoes, we like shoes.
So you're going to wear some tight shoes. You're going to have bunions.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have soaky feet and all this other
mm-hmm.
stuff. For women.
Right. For women, you have to make, they look cute. It's all about looking cute.
Really?
It's like when we get, purses and try and stuff all our shit in there.
Yeah, why do women have 500 purses? What's that about?
Why do men like electronics?
What are you talking about?
You're talking about, okay, so why is it a man always has to go out and get the latest electronics? Or you go into an electronics store. It's no different than a woman going past a shoe store and seeing the purses of the shoes. Men have their electronics.
You're talking to the wrong man.
And, well, you're talking to the wrong woman.
So you only got, like, two purses?
You see any a bunch of purses? Are there in there that are going to be thrown out?
I'm saying, how many purses do you have?
How many electronic devices do you have?
I've got...
Your video camera? How many TVs you got? How many computers you got in your house?
I've got three
TVs. Weren't you just talking about getting a laptop?
Three TVs and two computers.
Okay. And your video camera and your digital camera.
Everybody's got a camera.
Not everybody.
Recording special events. You got a camera, don't you?
Why can't you use your phone? Record your special events.
Because.
My stuff was given to me. I'm not going to turn that down. You know me.
Free
is good.
You still have electronics. Right?
Okay, but you're talking to the wrong woman.
Well, I'm just asking in general. I know men don't have 35 wallets, where some women have 35 purses.
I know, I'm seeing some men that, and the belts that have to match the wallets that have to match the shoes.
Now, did we have an email that was?
Cutie Pie.
Cutie Pie.
Was what? Saying that sexual, it was lewd, it was a, talking about the doll and the blow up dolls.
Right.
Cutie Pie.
It's sexually deviant behavior and it's wrong. I said that. I don't disagree with him having the doll. He can have the doll. I'm just saying.
How is it wrong?
It's not wrong. He can have a dog, but it's just there's some etiquette.
Who wrote
public,
the book on that?
Public
is
etiquette.
There a disclaimer or a law that says that he could not do it?
No, there's no law, but what?
Okay, but it's better for him to do it with a doll in public than.
But that's,
you know,
not that's
wrongdoing.
Not,
with,
that's not we take it off of that. It's like there's etiquette, like. Like if somebody's in the bathroom.
How is that any different than two people in a park having sex?
That's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah, it's sexually deviant behavior. There's etiquette.
No, we're talking about
there's
etiquette. There's things that you do in public, and then there's things that you do in private. Now, obviously, there's some things that should be done in private that happen in public.
Mm-hmm.
They are called thrill-seeking things.
Okay, then maybe that's what he is.
Yeah, he's...
He wanted a threesome out in public with his blow-up dolls. There we go.
Yeah, he made it happen.
Okay.
But I'm saying there's some etiquette to some things.
Okay. People think it's deviant behavior. That's fine and good, and you think it's wrong. That, and we value everybody's opinion. My opinion, I see nothing wrong with that.
No, I'm on etiquette now. See, there's some things that people do that shouldn't happen, but it happens anyway.
Oh, yeah, all I always say. And you know what? And that's their prerogative. Let them do whatever they're not harming me.
No, see, I'm talking about, like, the people, like, there's, like, some like, an office, like, office etiquette, whatnot, where, yeah, office etiquette.
I mean, we need to get off of this subject because, you know,
we're gonna travel
into some territory that I don't think we want to travel into.
I'm traveling
because when we start talking about etiquette, look, there and you know what? I will admit to this. I am a thrill seeker.
That ain't what I'm talking about.
But
what I'm talking about, there's some things that you should not. It's like a perfect example is like there's like in the bathroom there's a guy doing the number two.
So.
He should not be talked to. No.
If you were in the stall next to him and you need a toilet paper, you wouldn't say, dude,
no.
Can you help a brother out and pass me some toilet paper?
No, that's not.
I'm saying, no, I can't pass it. Or,
no,
or,
that's like if somebody comes into
some
the bathroom
stuck to the bottom
and he
of your
saw
shoe?
The dude go in there.
So
and then she's talking to the guy doing the number two. Because, see, you know, women, y'all have stalls. So,
okay, that's a men etiquette.
Right, men etiquette.
Women talk to
but
people
still,
on the list. That's a men etiquette.
Okay, but it's
we're
still
talking,
etiquette.
We're just trying, this man just wanted to have his little thrill. He wasn't talking about, but he was doing his thing with his blow-up dolls. You know,
etiquette.
In the private of his own,
things
his
that
own
you
car.
Don't do. Those
but
are things
there's,
that you don't
there's
do.
There's nothing wrong with him doing that.
Also, well, maybe I'm having a personal beef here, because it's like, an inordinate amount of time, I get caught by the person, like, either be on the airplane or in the elevator. Somebody drops one in the elevator. You get in it. You're stuck going up the elevator with that flatulence. All right? Right. And then I get off the elevator, and somebody's getting on.
They think it's you.
They think it's me. That is wrong. Hold it.
Sometimes people can't hold
it. No, don't do that to people. Don't leave it on the elevator.
Are you saying you could not hold it in?
I would do it in public walking. So if somebody's gonna look,
because it's the person behind
person.
You.
Well, it is. You're looking, and it's like it's 30, 40 people, so you can't pinpoint somebody.
Bodily functions, sometimes you can't control them.
But I'm talking etiquette, though.
Well, I understand your etiquette on the whole farting thing, but sometimes your bodily functions, you just can't hold them. And you have to throw etiquette out the window. You're just like,
but see,
screw it.
Airplane. Same thing happens to me on the airplane. You know, you got to use the restroom on the airplane. You walk in, somebody done dropped it. And you're like,
do they have air fresheners on there?
It don't work.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been on the airplane much. All right.
Well, I was on the airplane, and it got me.
It got me.
And it's like, you know, you walk in, it's like, oh, man, come on. Are you serious? And then you walk out, and there's somebody always there. And then, boom, you look like the Jolly Green Giant.
Are you concerned about that?
No, I'm not really concerned, but I don't want to be etched in people's
memory.
That's
like your nephew.
But
getting in the car and just letting one rip.
That's different.
Well, they're different.
Because
I know
he did it.
Right.
And, yeah, that's wrong. That's wrong, especially
teach him
in
about the etiquette of getting in your car and letting one rip.
Yes, because it's wrong. And especially when it's wintertime and the windows rolled up, it's cold. You're not supposed to do that.
Do it outside the car.
Right. Do it outside the car. Let it dissipate for about 20 seconds, and then get in the car. Don't let it follow you.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Etiquette.
Well, you know, there's some people that just don't know etiquette, don't believe in etiquette. They just do their own thing. Too many rules and regulations to know about and remember. What else you got in your paper?
Well, my homie G Money wanted me to ask this question.
G Money.
He knows who he is.
he
wants.
I'm glad he knows who he is.
I don't know if I even should ask this, He wanted to talk about what is it about experimental women pretending they're gay, but they are not, and they're just doing it because they're mad at men.
I don't understand the experimental
like women who pretend like they're gay or they're bisexual.
Okay.
But they're really not.
Okay.
They're just mad at men, so they just do it just because
they get with another female.
They get with a female or a couple or whatnot.
To get back at
men in general.
And what is I'm not sure what he wants to know.
Well, I guess he's frustrated with some of the women that he's experienced.
And they do that.
Yeah.
What is it with them? It's called being a woman and being catty. And what is that? Nothing worse than a woman scorned? Or no, what is it? What's that saying?
There's nothing worse than a woman scorned.
There you go,
whatever,
that.
Like that.
It's...
Yeah, you stuck, ain't you?
Wow. I don't know, because I've never done that.
Yeah, I've never done it either.
It's just women being catty and wanting their revenge on men.
Yeah, but that...
Why do women do that?
He was curious as to why women, if you're mad at men, just be mad at men.
Because women aren't most women, excuse me, a lot of women don't think like that. It's, you know, me personally, I'm mad at you. I'm mad at you. Cut off that while we
start.
See you later. I'm not going to go to another female. I'm going to go to another guy. I'm a risk taker, so, you know, I can't answer that question.
All
I'm
going
to have to ask a woman that would truly be able to.
Any women want to speak on that, call us up at 646 929-2037 or drop us an email at smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
Well, I'd like to know the answer to that, too.
I'd like to know the answer to that, too.
You know, because I've never done that personally, but I would like to know the answer.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They say that, speaking of that, we can segue on to psychics. If you want to find out the answer, you can talk to a psychic. They say psychics business is booming in the tough economy.
And everywhere?
Yeah.
Because they want to know.
They're saying they're in the housing crisis, all the stock market falling.
Right. They want to know what's in store for us.
Psychics are making big money.
Oh, maybe. Hey, you can become a psychic with that hair.
Hey, I know I could. You know, I wish I could.
Well, you don't have a, you don't need a license to do that, do you?
No, nah, remember Miss Cleo?
No.
You don't remember calling me now? The Jamaican or whatever she was from whatever island she was big. She was making coin.
So
she was a
what
psychic.
Happened to her?
They put her in jail.
Why?
I don't know.
She couldn't see that coming.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, if she was a real psychic, she would have got out
but
of town.
But you don't need a license to do that, right?
That I don't really know. But, hey, if y'all want to call in,
You know, you want to...
1-900-SMOOTH-DRAMA.
I know, too. We'll give you some,
sage advice.
Look into the future and be your psychic.
Yeah. I would love to help you out in your day-to-day.
You know, I can't see 10 feet in front of you. I'll see into the future for you.
Right. I'll see you next week, tomorrow, 5 minutes from now. Let me know what you need, and I got you. Although it's kind of funny, with these psychics, you never hear about psychic winning the lotto or nothing like that.
How do you know? Who was the last person that won the lottery? Maybe he was a psychic. We just didn't know.
Well, if I was a psychic, I wouldn't tell nobody.
We'll have to go get our crystal ball. That reminds me. Did you see that commercial during the Super Bowl about the crystal ball thing? Oh, man, it was the funniest commercial. About Doritos. But anyway, I just had to bring that
Doritos
up.
Doritos crystal ball.
Yeah, there was this guy.
Oh,
you know,
the one where he would pull out a Dorito and a wish would happen?
No.
No?
The guy had a snow globe.
Okay.
He's holding a snow globe, and they're standing in the break room. This other guy comes up, and he goes, what you got there? He says, it's my crystal ball. He says, what does it say? My crystal ball says it's free Dorito day. Or Doritos for everyone for free or something like that. And the guy goes, oh. So the guy takes a snow globe and throws it at the vending machine that has all the Doritos in there. Funny. And so then the guy, that his friend, asked, what you got then? He told him the ball, and he's in the office. He's asking the snow globe, will I get my promotion? He turns around and goes, throw it.
Oh, and he hits the boss in the neck. Yeah, I saw that.
That was fun. You know, the guys that made that commercial won $1 million for writing that commercial.
They won $1 million?
There was a contest. Doritos had a contest.
Damn it.
And those people that wrote the commercial won $1 million.
I got an idea.
And they interviewed the guys, and they're like, oh, well, hopefully now we'll get into, you know, producing some more commercials. And I'm like, $1 million. You guys won $1 million for that commercial. And it was like, it looked like a low budget commercial.
That just means that we got to come up with commercials. Some ill lyrics.
I know a commercial.
I know a commercial too. We're going to have to come up with a commercial.
And a jingle and everything.
We're going to jingle and everything. We're going to debut it here on Smooth Drama. We're selling products.
We're going to sell
left
this
and
product.
Right.
But, you know, if you want to call in and we can tell you your future, $20 a pop.
Hey, I'll tell you the winning lotto numbers and everything. I will sacrifice that for you. Because I, Dick Hugger, care about my listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially Dick Hugger's number one fan. You call in, I got you. It's guaranteed.
Winning lottery ticket.
Winning lottery ticket. You'll win the lotto somewhere.
Somehow.
Yes.
Some way.
Hey, it may not be.
Maybe in Jamaica.
It may not be the state that you're in right now, but I guarantee you the numbers will hit somewhere in the United States.
There we go.
Or the world,
mm-hmm.
or South America.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere.
Somewhere.
Because I got it like that.
Well, what else you got there?
Actually, this one is really sad. If the family seeks to clear the name of a man who died in prison, Timothy Cole, he was a Texas man who died in prison nearly a decade ago while serving the sentence for rape he swore he did not commit. And since then, he has been exonerated, but he was convicted and sentenced to 25 years in prison for the 1985 rape of then 20-year-old Michelle Malin. He maintained his innocence, but it was not confirmed by DNA until years after his 1999 death, when another inmate confessed to the rape. And what makes it bad is that the guy who actually did it kept writing the board saying, hey,
I did it. Wow.
He kept writing it. He wrote the guy and said he did it. And
wow.
they wouldn't listen to it at all.
Justice system at work.
Right. And said the guy, let me see. Here it is. The guy's name, his attorney, Mike Brown, tried to tell him that he did it. Letter wrote, I've been trying to locate you since 1995 to tell you I wish to confess I did in fact commit the rape and you were wrongly convicted of it. And he says he had been trying to get the process started and trying to commit to him, call him, whatever, and they didn't take his calls or anything.
Wow.
And, you know, I thought that was horrible.
That is horrible.
And he was exonerated after the fact.
Died. Well, that's nice.
He had to maintain his innocence. As a matter of fact, they even offered him amnesty. He could get out if he would just admit to it.
But why admit to something
that he didn't do? Man held on to his
good for him.
His convictions, and he died an innocent man in jail because people don't believe in justice.
Right.
They believe in railroading.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to give a shout out to the Cole family, Texas man who died in prison.
Wow.
We feel your pain here at Smooth Drama. Personally, I think it's a travesty of justice that the man had to go through that, and then his family has to do this now.
Right.
So we're going to give a moment of silence for Mr. Timothy Cole. All right.
We have some things coming in that we may need to address. No?
No.
Never mind. We're just not going to address that. So we want to remind everybody that we're on the air Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 9 o'clock for 1 hour.
One whole hour.
One whole hour. And you can email topics that you'd like to talk about to
smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
Or you can text the word
smoothdrama at the number 41411
on your mobile phone, and you'll receive updates. For now, we'd like to thank you for listening. And don't forget to tune in tomorrow night and Thursday night. And with that, we'll say good night.
Good night.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you've got
smooth
drama.